Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jake Wade. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Rogel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and has Greenberg trapped. There's the throw to Keltner and over to Hale, who tags Greenberg for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Hale, who tags Christman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 0. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to third for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Allen reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Allen moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Heath reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Larry moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Heath scores. Hale moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Al Benton now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Soltis moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Soltis scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. JoJo White pinch hits for Al Benton. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobbs scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Indians. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Davis now pitching. Roy Cullenbine now playing left field. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Salters moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Salters moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Woody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Christman goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.